It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Yesterday we were talking about Xbox and the survival or maybe lack thereof of Microsoft's Xbox. And we knew that they were going to sit down and address things yesterday, and that's exactly what they did. Leaders of Xbox and Microsoft sat down on their official podcast, because everybody has an official podcast, and discussed the changes coming to the system. So they've said only 4 games will be going to other platforms.
Not real big names that I know of, anyway.
Well, they haven't announced any of the names. But they said they will not be Starfield or Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. They will not be those games. Two of the games will be community-driven games. The other two will be smaller titles. So I'm assuming that means Halo will not be one of them.
Like what I'm reading right now says Hi-Fi Rush. Does that make sense? Pentiment, Sea of Thieves, and Grounded.
Okay, so, all right. They hadn't confirmed it.
So this is just some of the rumors.
Yeah. Diablo 4 will be going to Game Pass as well, so that'll be available there. They also said that they are investing in hardware, so they're not shutting things down. In fact, they are working on a next-gen Xbox that will be the largest technical leap you've ever seen in a hardware generation, is what they said, and it will be coming this holiday.
Yeah, this autumn, apparently. So going to multi-format, been lightning years, 2026 is what I'm reading, too. They've got something else. A Switch-style hybrid console.
Yeah, you have to do that now. Everybody does that. Yeah. Even PlayStation. Like, PlayStation 5 now has one of those things, which, from what I understand, is garbage. But they have one. Because people can't just sit down at a TV and play now. You got to be able to take it places.
Exciting.
You got to take your video games with you and look like a nerd in public.
Well, or it's good. You can play it on the road, Chad, and then a road trip. So the kids shut the hell up in the back of the vehicle.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Some controversy circling around out there. Now, throw my audio up there, but I got a song from Beyonce or Beyonce, as I like to call her. Queen Bee, you know.
Right.
She's got a song out called Texas Hold'em, and people are up in arms because they say that this song should be played on country radio. And the fact that country radio isn't playing it is disgusting. Now have a listen to it, and you judge. Should this be a country radio song? All right. Starts out with a banjo.
Sure.
I get that part, but here we go. Oh, now we add a little acoustic. Okay.
This ain't Texas.
She mentioned the Texas.
Yeah, that's country.
Lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow things with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold.
It says hoedown.
It does say, and it also says Texas, and there are woos in it, which does allude to country music.
Right.
But it's not country music, because I'll tell you this, country music now is not country music.
No.
It's not. It's dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it's, like what makes a country song nowadays?
You know what? I will say that does sound a little more country than a lot of the country music stars put out.
Country is rap music. Like, just because it's sung with a twang doesn't mean it's country music.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No. Then that would mean like CCR is country music because he sings with a twang.
Yeah.
Or even ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Right. Whatever. It's not the definition of music and where it is now. Like, I understand we even played Chris Stapleton at times.
Well, and there's a push actually for that new Chris Stapleton song to move over to rock and roll radio.
I know. We were confronted with that. We were asked if it's rock, and we're like, no, it's not rock.
Damn good song.
It's a good song, but it's not a rock song.
It's not a rock song. No.
It's like, and also, can the public please stop acting like it gets to make all the decisions?
Why? The public always makes the decisions.
The court of opinion the court of public opinion does not get to make all decisions around everything all the time.
Well, it sure seems like it does.
You don't get to decide where Beyonce fits. Right now, I'm telling you where Beyonce fits.
Chad and Evan Daily.
We're here watching the highlights of the San Jose Sharks Calgary Flames game.
They beat the Flames and the Sharks suck.
Does anything define the 90s more than that San Jose color?
That's pretty good.
That San Jose Sharks color, like that bluey, greeny color. Mm-hmm. To me, that single color defines the 90s. That or the Anaheim Ducks purple.
Like what about the Anaheim Ducks, like their original logo?
Yeah, with the duck and the goalie mask.
Yeah,
of course. Things makes me think of Emilio Estevez every time I see it.
Well, for sure.
Those '90s expansion teams.
Hmm.
So who was there?
Ottawa Senators, Tampa Bay Lightning,
Atlanta Thrashers. Don't forget about them.
They came in late '90s.
But that was the time of like really interesting logos. Like really interest. That's when team names and team logos became interesting.
Right.
Before that, it was like the Whalers, and their logo would be a W. Or like the Canucks, and it was a skate.
So that's what I just was looking up, because I can't remember. It was back in the '80s when that one was introduced. And then they went to that Orca one back in 97, 98-ish or whatever.
Yeah.
But that skate logo of the Canucks is still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
I bet you also like the purple and gold Los Angeles Kings jerseys back in the day.
That it was like more of a yellow. Yeah. Those with the big crown on them. They're fantastic.
They're hideous.
And I love the other day how in warm-up, the Carolina Hurricanes came out in Cooperalls and the Whalers jerseys. That was awesome.
Yeah, I can respect the hell out of that.
Yeah, I wish they would wear them for the whole game.
Yeah. However, the Flames, have they ever changed their unis?
Yeah, they had that horse with the Flames.
Right.
That's awful.
Ugly. That's god awful.
Anything to do with the Flames.
What about
is
the
awful.
Oilers, though? The Oilers had the oil drop.
The oil drop
the
one. Yeah, it was kind of hit or miss on that one.
But that was designed by what's his face? The guy who did the Spawn comics, right?
Oh, yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of that.
But what we're saying out of all of this, the Flames suck.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I've seen people that live on cruise ships.
You seen them?
I've seen them. I've seen their TikToks when they're like, it's cheaper for me to live on a cruise ship than to just get an apartment. And
that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, there's a guy by the name of Ben on TikTok, and he lives in Seattle. And he actually went through the math, and he said his monthly expenses are about $4,000. So he spends $2,300 on rent, $300 on utilities, Wi-Fi $40, car and insurance $320. The list goes on and on.
Right.
He's definitely a single guy. Okay. And he actually says it would be cheaper for him to live in an all-inclusive than to just live in Seattle.
Well, I guess when you look at it and the cost of the all-inclusives, like a lot of the, when you're going, is the flight, mm-hmm. right? Like the cost to go there, it's the flight.
Well, he says to stay at a beautiful all-inclusive in Mexico, about $4,500 for the month of April. Now, keep in mind, too, April, not the high time for all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, I'm assuming.
I would imagine it's probably pretty busy then.
But not like now.
No,
or like January, no. Right?
Yeah.
But still, the fact that you could do that, you don't have to worry about anything. The only thing you'd have to worry about, I guess, is maybe laundry or something like that.
They'll have laundry there.
I'm sure they do. But yeah, your food, everything's covered. All utilities are covered. You get to live on a beach, and if someone cooks for you. And if you just work from home, or if you have a Wi-Fi connection, done deal.
Yeah, maybe that's the way to go about it. Maybe you and I should go and do our shows from Mexico.
We got kids.
Well, I mean, they can fend for themselves. They're at that age. You look at baby animals, right? I mean, by this time,
sure,
they're out of the house. Well, they're out of the nest by then. They're out of the cave.
Figure it out in Canada on your own, kids. We're moving to Mexico.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Last year, there was a fella that started the, I do believe it was called the Lost Base. It was sort of a website called thelostbass.com.
Right.
It was to try and help Paul McCartney find a bass guitar that was stolen from him years and years ago.
Probably a really tiny left-handed bass.
It sure was.
Like
1972. Yeah. And so he actually recorded Love Me Do.
Yeah.
Twist, and She Loves You, and a whole bunch
Twist
of other
and
songs.
Show. Yeah. Twist and Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not Korn's Twist.
No. Twist and Show, for sure. Anyway, so it's thought to be worth, well, like, this is in pounds, but 10 million pounds now.
Ooh.
And so someone set out to try and help Paul find this bass guitar.
I'm sure they did, out of the goodness of their
heart. Oh, yeah, probably for no money at all.
None.
They found it, though.
They did.
With the original case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it ended up that some pub owner had it. Mm-hmm. He bought it off of someone. Mm-hmm. Was just sitting in the attic. And, ended up. It's going to need a little bit of work, so it's playable again.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul McCartney has been reunited with a bass, with this bass guitar.
Yeah.
50 years after it was stolen.
I would hope he paid up a little bit.
Well, you would think so. He's got more money than the Catholic Church, Paul McCartney, right?
Yeah,
so you would think that he would end up doing something. But yeah, according to the Lost Bass Project, they're able to follow the journey of the guitar from the theft to the landlord of a pub it was sold to right after it was stolen. So they traced it all those years.
And the landlord of that pub?
Uh-huh.
Ringo Starr.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Tipping culture is getting out of control.
Way out of control.
A recent video on TikTok shows a woman who went for a massage. And, before the massage, she was asked to pay for the massage. Okay, fine.
Sure.
All right. Okay, fair enough. So she pays for the massage, and then they ask for a tip. She just kind of thinks, well,
beforehand.
Yeah. And she just kind of thinks, well, how do I tip you for services rendered when services have not been rendered?
Yeah.
A tip is a reward for services rendered. Like,
absolutely.
If I get great service, the tip is higher. If the service isn't as good, I get, a lower tip, right?
Sometimes depending, none at all. It's very rare that I do that.
Oh, boy.
But I have.
Yeah, that takes...
It's got to be really, really, really bad.
Really bad service. But I just hate how people... There's an expectation of a tip, and a good tip at that. So this young lady actually was harassed for not tipping enough. She put a $5 tip on an $80 massage. Well, that's kind of what I would do, too, if you ask for the tip before the massage.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll throw you a Finsky or something on my way out the door.
Depending on how well it goes.
Also, whatever happened to just putting your hat low as you leave the massage place and throwing them a couple bucks to just stay quiet about what just happened.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Who needs to read a story when you have a headline like this? Parents fuming after Montreal area teacher allegedly lists students' art for sale online.
What grade?
I'm just trying to see.
I hope a younger grade.
Oh, one of the drawings made by a 12-year-old student. They listed, the teacher listed it for $151 on at least four different websites. Other ones were like $55, $41, $35.
Sweet.
I'm extremely disgusted with this person. It's extremely, it's unbelievable, said the young girl's father in an interview.
Well, she has to put up with your kids' crap.
Yeah, and listen, the art's probably not that good. That's why it's not selling for that much. And times are tough. They have the right to sell your kid's art to make extra money to help pay for supplies for the classroom.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Not to pocket it,
right?
But to sell this art.
And maybe to pocket a little
bit. And maybe to pocket some of it, I guess. Because let's face it, you can get puffed wheat cake everywhere. They have all these bake sales.
Yeah.
Sell the kid's art online. Make some money.
Let's put them to work.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I brought in donuts today, Evan.
Yeah, you know what, Chad? I never thanked you for him.
Well, and you should.
I will.
I like to bring things in like that, and everybody thinks that they like to bring things in like that just as a nice little gesture. No, I bring things in like that to feel like the hero.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No, I like to hold it above everybody's head.
No, you do something like that.
No. When I bring that in, I expect people to kiss the ground I walk on for the rest of the day.
Well, I'll eat the donut you brought in, but that's about it.
No. There's a certain expectation, or maybe get out of a little work,
Oh, maybe it'll get us out of that meeting at 10 o'clock.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I think it should.
I'm guessing all the donuts are probably gone by now.
I was back there not so long ago, and it looked like the box was still kind of half full.
But it's a good gesture to do.
And they're delicious donuts. I had the Boston cream.
Did you?
Not the Barbarian cream-filled ones, because those are trash. We've been through this already this morning. The ones with the whipped cream are the real heroes.
I had a double chocolate.
Double chocolate's pretty good. I like the apple fritters, too. Big fan of the apple fritters.
Too airy. I've said this before.
A dense donut.
I like to be able to throw it through a window.
That's to get your money's worth.
Yeah, good donut is like a brick. You know what I mean? It's got to be real thick.
So you prefer a Big Turk to an Aero Bar?
No, I do not, actually.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you what's garbage. The Krullers are garbage. We've been through this.
Krullers are not garbage.
They're garbage.
No, they're pretty good.
No, they're disgusting. They're a waste of time.
Why? Because they're airy?
Yeah. There's nothing to them.
It's like, is it like a tire? Because you don't like the way that it's like chewing on an airy tire? Because of the shape of them?
All right, now you're just being silly, Evan. What I'm saying is a simple thank you. Say thank you.
I said I will.
So, no, say thank you to me now. On the air. I want everybody to hear it.
It's like in Desperado. When Anthony, or when Antonio Banderas, but I call him Anthony.
Okay, good for you.
So when Anthony Banderas says, did I thank you for that? And they say no, he says, I will. It's the same thing. I'm just as cool. I have a guitar case with guns in it.
You do?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. I have two guitar cases, like his buddy with the machine guns.
Right, sure.
And then just start shooting.
I'm fairly sure this is illegal.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.